You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A community group in Carbondale is working to add some recreation to some residents in the city that may be a bit non-traditional. Some dog parks could be coming to the city sooner rather than later. The Friends of Carbondale Dog Parks has launched a fundraising campaign to get its first dog park built. It's located at Parish Park, and we've got in studio with us the president of the Friends of Carbondale Dog Parks, that's Jane Adams, and the chief fundraiser, Lee Fronebarger. People may be familiar with the concept of a dog park. There are some communities across the region that have started programs like this. Jane, why does Carbondale need, in your opinion, a dog park?
We have hundreds of dogs in Carbondale. When I was on the campaign trail a number of years ago, I'd knock at a door and there'd be more dogs than people. And there is no place in town, and actually out in the country, if you live in a rural subdivision or someplace where you can't run your dog off leash, where your dog can run off leash and play and also socialize with other dogs. So it just seemed like Carbondale really needs a wonderful dog park. And I would talk to students, and they would say, we were really stunned that Carbondale didn't have a dog park. They'd come from communities that had them, and they had dogs. And so it also felt like something that would make the community more welcoming to students as well as residents who are here for the long term.
This is no small undertaking either. We're talking about a pretty large piece of land and lots of things are needed. How is the fundraising going and what goals do you have, Lee?
Well, this past Monday afternoon, we officially launched our campaign drive to build the 2.5 acre dog park. We currently also have what we call a lucky dog raffle going on. We have over $2,000 worth of prizes. There's 15 prizes that we will draw for, and that goes on through October the 26th.
As I look through the things that are needed, just in terms of fencing, you're talking about thousands of dollars, but then pavilion, areas that you can seek shelter, those sorts of things, that really adds up quickly.
Yes, it does. Fencing alone will be about $40,000 to cover the 2.5 acre site. So that's the first thing we have to accomplish, and it's the basic thing to have a dog park is to have the perimeter fencing. So,
sure. And as we talk about this, there will be an open house. It's at the Old Depot on October 16th. But people can see and learn more, I'm sure, in other ways. In contacting you, is that true?
Yes. We'll have maps up, diagrams up that show the site at the Parish Park. It's next to the Life Center to the north in that north field. Since the soccer programs have moved almost entirely over to the super block, that field wasn't really being used, and so that the park district said that's the best place for this. And it actually, it's a large piece of vacant ground there, basically, that they maintain well. So that open house will have the diagrams. We'll be able to talk to people about it. We'll be able to answer questions people have. And we're really hoping it also is kind of the cap to a day that we're calling Donation Day for the dog park.
You know, all day on October the 16th, we've declared as Carbondale Dog Park Donation Day. It's a focused effort, one-day campaign to raise funds for the dog park. So we hope that area residents will open their pocketbooks and generously donate on October the 16th.
You can get more information by going to cdaledogparks.org, or they have a Facebook site as well, just facebook.com/cdaledogparks. I assume this is open to dogs and their handlers and friends from all over the region. It won't be restricted just to the city of Carbondale?
That's right. It's for the public at large. One thing that many people who are residents in Carbondale aren't aware of is that they have to have a dog license in Carbondale, or they're supposed to have a dog license in Carbondale. So we, in our rules that we'll have up there, we'll say you have to have your dog license. and we'll encourage people. We'll have events where people can buy dog licenses and register their dogs. And we'll also have the opportunity for people from outside the district, outside the city, to register their dogs with us and get a tag that says that they are members of the Friends of Carbondale Dog Parks, or a member of this dog park. So, but they don't have to have it to do it. It is an open to the public, dawn to dusk dog park.
Again, people can get more information at cdaledogparks.org. I assume the address is there.
Yes.
And you can also go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/cdaledogparks. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.